All right, let's go to 1 Corinthians 16:5. While you're turning there, I'm going to pray for some of our loved ones out online. Father, we lift up Sandy to you today. We love her. Oh, what a blessing she has been to us in our lives. Oh, so many fun times together. And in Jesus' name, she is dwelling in that secret place, and she will take deeper breaths every moment with her perfect Holy Spirit-filled lungs. We thank you for deliverance in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you are keeping her every moment. We thank you for healing Terry in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing any of our friends that have come down with the COVID in Jesus' name. This is the last time this sort of thing is going to attack them. They are free from this in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for comforting those who have seen some go on this week. Father, thank you for comforting Eric and Brenda and Pastor George and Terry and Aubrey and her children and the people at Eagle Mountain Church. And Father, we thank you for Sherry Martin. What a blessing that lady has been in our lives. We praise you. We thank you that she's made her, I know she made an abundant entrance. And I thank you, Lord, that we have victory anyway. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Corinthians 16:5, are you there? Now I will come to you when I pass through Macedonia, for I am passing through Macedonia. And it may be that I will remain or even spend the winter with you, that you may send me on my journey. This is Paul talking. Wherever I go, I do not wish to see you now on the way, but I hope to see you a while with you. So I hope to stay a while with you if the Lord permits. I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. So Paul is telling these people, the Corinthians, that he is not going to stop on the way to where he's going, Macedonia. But on the way back, he intends to stop and see them and maybe stay with them for a while. Seems that he had change on his mind about the things he'd do. It seems like he made a plan, but God changed it. Because notice he used the word, if the Lord permits. So he was in tune with Holy Spirit, and he knew what the Lord wanted to do. And it wasn't, you know, I'm going to have a good day or I'm going to have a bad day. He was just in tune. Either way. The last verse here says, a great and effective door has opened for me, and there are many adversaries. An effective door had opened. You remember the story I told you? I told you this about this time last year. I think I told you the story of the missionaries, how they, and this is interesting because it's about Afghanistan. They just were had this heartbreaking delay in the season of their increase. Remember that? They got this open door to have a radio station over in Afghanistan. And so they were preaching on the radio, and they worked really hard. It took a lot to get it going, you know. And they were doing what they thought God wanted them to do, but they didn't see any fruit. They didn't see any effort. And that went on for 14 years, but they kept on plugging away. And so think about that. Not one single response, but they kept doing it. That's interesting. I mean, you know, some people want to quit after 2 months. Seems like I felt like that before. But some of their friends got on board, and they began to pray for the Afghan people. And then, lo and behold, this happened. Some people that they didn't even know, this church that they didn't even know, decided to start praying for the Afghan people. And as they prayed, they were just led in the Spirit to pray. And then 4 months after they began to pray, these missionaries who just had these few responses, all of a sudden there's this open door, and it was an effective door, and all these people all of a sudden started responding to their radio. So they were 14 years without, they're plugging away, but then prayer happened. People began to pray. Amen. that had an effective door, and it brought increase, it brought in fruit to the kingdom of God. The work, that hard work was great. Their faith was great. But the prayer of many changed the situation. We're talking about four particular keys that will help us in bringing kingdom manifestations in the earth. We've been talking about that for a few weeks now. We need to know who God is. We need to know who we are. We need to know how He's leading us in this moment. And the Word will help you with all four of those things. And those last two, prayer will help you also. Prayer will help you know how God is leading you in this moment. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, we spent time on who God is. We spent time on how Jesus came to the earth. He came as a man, so filled with the Holy Spirit, did miracles, so we could see how men could behave. Remember that? We talked about that. I don't have time to do that. You can go back and look in the archives and get that and listen to it. I want to start today on what God wants and how He's leading us in this moment, because this is definitely a particular moment. Excuse me. If you notice, God began to change some of Paul's plans. Could be in this day that God may change a few of your plans. See, we've gone along and we've built foundations over the years, and we operate a certain way, and we have these platforms that we live on. We're people of faith, and we follow these trails because we operate prophetically, so we follow all the time how God's going to take us down the path, and that's good. But we've really entered into this new time and this new place. It doesn't take much to see that the world is very, very different. And this is not the time when life is just about all of us and our needs. And it never has been, and it never has been to us. But this is a time where you really need to look out and think about others. This is a time when we really need to understand that we're not our own. There's a world to be saved. There's a world that needs prayer. There's a world that needs a change right now. So every Christian and every American has to pay attention to what God is wanting to do and how He wants to lead us in these days. It's not a day to say, I'll stay over here and protect my job for preachers. I'll just protect, you know, my profession, my job. It's a job for preachers to tell the truth. You know, I don't want to offend anyone because I don't want to lose my audience. I don't think that's time. This is the time for that. No. Actually, I never think it is. Well, yeah, but if you lose people, you can't help them. I am not going to be a person that people come to me later and say, why didn't you tell me?
Yes. Amen.
Eventually, those who want to know the truth will know the truth.
Amen.
Amen. You know, you may think that just your everyday life is not that significant, that maybe you don't feel like you're doing much for the kingdom. But I want you to know that you are. Living your life for Jesus. Walking by faith. Making right confessions. Helping one another. Speaking when you need to speak and not speaking when you don't. All these things are helping the kingdom. Certainly winning people to Jesus is helping. Amen. We're soul winners. But your everyday life helps as well. And there's some basic things that you can do that can prove to be very powerful if you'll choose to listen and obey. You with me?
Yes.
You walking with me?
Yes.
This is not a deep revelation word today. This is just a word for your plan and for your guidance, okay? So I'm going to make this very simple today, and I'm going to ask you this question. We're going to answer this question. What does God want? What does God want? And as Mario says, I'm going to make this very simple and keep it very simple. You ready to hear it?
Yes.
Certainly he wants souls. He wants souls. That's huge. We can pray for souls. We can lead people. We can give to ministries like Mario's and different ministries around the world. Certainly the people we're partners with are winning souls all the time. And I know many of you are as well. It's huge. He also wants justice. He said, well, you could have fooled me. I don't see him doing it. Oh, he's doing something. And we know that he wants to take care of us. We know that. We do. Some people may not, but we know. But I'm going to make this as simple as I possibly can. What does God want? He wants you to win. That's my message for you today. God wants you to win. He wants victory. Understand, having victory is not selfish. I'm talking about winning on many levels. This is not just about you being blessed. This is about winning on all levels. But if you are blessed, other people will win. Because you win, many will win. If you win, souls will come in. Glory will come in. Evil will fall and Jesus will come. We want doors to open. But we want effective doors to open. Effective doors open when an effective God has effective ambassadors who pray effective prayers. And they're not prayers of, Lord, I sure wish I knew what you were going to do about this. Oh, Jesus, help us. No, prayer is not you begging God for anything. It's not you wondering about what I'll do. It's about you praying his will into this atmosphere. Amen. And so, effective doors will open through effective prayer. God is successful. And if we've learned anything about ourselves, we're successful.
Amen.
Amen. We're supposed to be successful. That's who God is. That's who we are. We're blessed. Here's the deal, though. God is calling you to be effective. He's calling you to win. You can answer that. You can't answer that call by just trying to figure it out and talking it over and just, you know, start praying. You know, start praying is certainly good, but you just can't start, you know, well, let me see now. He wants me to be effective. Let me think of five steps I can do. No. The first step to being effective is to hear him.
Yeah.
The first step to being effective, I said, is to hear him. It's to hear him and then to say what he says.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The door opening doesn't mean run out there and get it. If you just go ahead and jump, it's you working. You have to hear him first. Amen. So those missionaries and the Apostle Paul had something working for them. They began to walk where God had worked. The prayer went forth. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. The voice. someone speaking words to get the valleys out of the way, to get the hills out of the way, so they could come in, so the King of Glory could come in. Once those people started praying for the Afghan people, it cleared the way for that radio to be heard. Church, there are some people who cannot hear you. They can't hear what you stand for. They can't hear Jesus. They can't hear the word. They need a place cleared out first. And then they'll begin to pick up and understand. That's why we pray Ephesians 1:16-23. The eyes of their understanding be enlightened so that they can know the hope of their calling. They can understand the riches that are in the saints. And they can understand the power that raised Christ from the dead and set him at God's own right hand and put all things under his feet. And we, the body, are connected to the head. But if they can't hear, they can't hear. We need to hold them to the light. We need to make that path into their heart. Not everybody can hear. There are things I couldn't hear. Somebody prayed for me. And things begin to be, I begin to be enlightened. Oh, God is good. Oh, we need to walk by faith. Oh, we need to quit begging God. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, we have authority. All these things begin to be revelation in our hearts. Amen. They begin to walk where God had worked. You know, earthly places that have been in a drought for a long time, they can't handle the floods. Come on, somebody. We're going to end up at flood level in this awakening. But right now, that hard ground, the water will just, it'll be disastrous right now. It's too hard and crusty to soak up the water. Instead of being a blessing, it could cause damage. That's why you just don't need to just walk up to anybody or your kinfolks and just tell them how it is. You need Jesus and you need to get saved and you need to talk in tongues right now. You tie my tie, I tie you tie. You know? No? No. Pray. Pray effectively. And how you're going to pray effectively? You're going to have to listen to the Spirit of God. Those areas, they need dew and they need light showers to soften the ground and they need so that the earth can drink in the heavy rains when they do come. In fact, if you'll take this from me, you need that. Yes. Heavy rains are coming. You need to be able to soak it up. The heavy rain of the glory of God is manifesting in this earth like never before. And it is time for you to spend every time you can here in this church house with us, doing what we're doing and praying with us, doing what we're doing to get your ground ready to receive stronger anointings, than more strong anointings than you've ever had before, so that you can help pray and bring people to Jesus around the world. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Paul didn't insist on harvesting the field of Ephesus. The Spirit had to prepare the way. He would have just been sorely disappointed if he had just tried to reap a harvest when he was first there. He had to do some things. He went there, he prayed in the Spirit about situations. He left Priscilla and Aquila there. They raised up Apollos, and then Apollos started preaching. Got the ground ready. And when the ground was ready, that was the biggest church around. And then he put a good pastor in there. Amen. But he got the ground ready. And the same is true for any arena, including our finances. You must walk where God has worked. Amen. Well, we're going to start a business. Let's start a business. Man, when I was younger, We were entrepreneurs, and we ran around with a bunch of people that were entrepreneurs always. Me and Deb, Loopy and Art, but we were always, you know, getting in and out of the, selling coffee and electricity and whatever, you know, all those multi-level things and, you know, all the, you know, praise the Lord. And a lot of people made a lot of money. I didn't, but a lot of people did. But, and then, of course, we would start our own businesses, and we had a business that did made it. It was good. It wasn't anything like that. It was teaching children creative dramatics and puppetry, but it was a good business. And we had a lot of fun with those little kids. I always had to be the cow when we played Jack and the Beanstalk. Moo. The kids loved me. They're climbing on my back, and, you know, we had fun. Deb would teach them the first steps in ballet and all those kind of things. So it was good success. But in those days, you know, we hung around with people, friends of ours, Karen and Mike and people like that. And they, everybody thought to start a business, you just need to go get a checking account and put your name on there, you know. And then let's see what we can do, you know. We'll just start a business. Let's just start a business. Let's just do it. We didn't ask God. We just did it. Now, Jelly Beans actually came out of the Spirit of God. I'm sure of that. That was the name of our business. We had a dance studio, and it was fun. Deb taught all kinds of modern dance. She and Karen. Karen was our best friend back then. She's in heaven already, but we did that. And then on Tuesday nights, I taught country music dancing, country western dancing, so... Praise the Lord. We had a lot of fun with that. God did it. This has nothing to do with my sermon. I just thought you might want to know about it. But everybody just wanted to start a business. But see, now I know. Let's pray. Let's see what God wants to do. Where does God want to put me? You'd be surprised to know. I've been here for 19 years. You'd be surprised to know that every single morning I get up and tell the Lord I'll go wherever he wants me to go, still to this day. I will move tomorrow if he told me to. I'll go somewhere else. I mean it. Yeah. I mean it. Yeah, well, if you have that house and you're all settled down and you have all these wonderful children who are working the church and everything is so perfect for you, that's why I could go if I had to. Everybody's going, I'm not going. But if he told me, I would you? Yeah. You're not going anywhere, so don't even think about it. Thus saith the Lord. Praise God. That girl has done so much for us. Praise God for her. But if she had to go, I'd back her up all the way. Amen. She doesn't have to, though. Now, only go. Let's get back here. Only go where God has worked. Ephesus ended up being the biggest church. God's plan for your effectiveness, for your victories, for your influence, and your health. He wants all these things. It's all his plan. He wants all of those things to increase. And it'll do nothing but help you be a great ambassador in this world. He wants you to be so aware and listen so much that you'll stop to pick up a tablet when he has plans for you to do something else. When he has plans for you to pray over someone and save their life. And that's what happened this week to one of ours. Thank you, Jesus. When you're listening, you'll be at the right place at the right time. Only walk where God has worked. So we're to increase in victory and demonstrate more fully the power of Jesus' resurrection. Not just spiritually, but physically, financially, and in every area of our lives. And this church, such a desire to do that, that's a good thing. It's not just American, it's kingdom. Because when we increase, when we do, God gets glory. And we're looking for God to get glory. Amen. I know it seems like the victories have been kind of slow in some areas. Maybe not personally. Not for me, the victories have been fine, and many of you. There have been some things to overcome. Yes, for all of us. Particularly in these last 18 months, there's been a lot of things to overcome. And particularly right now, it seems for America, we have some major overcoming to do.
True.
We do. But I'll tell you this, they're not slow compared to spending 430 years in Egyptian captivity. But this is what we need to know. Those hard hearts are getting ready for a flood. If we build those roads, if we'll pray, if whatever part, whatever your team is in this house, if you'll pray over your team, if you'll pray over this church, if you'll pray over the people we're involved with, the other ministries we're involved with in this town, if you'll pray over our government, if you'll pray over our governor, our Texas government, if you pray over our state and our borders, and you build a road, your prayers will be answered, and people will be able to walk where God has worked. I believe that Governor Abbott's going to walk where God has worked. I love that man. He's been true. I believe that more governors, and of course we're seeing some wins on those kind of things. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Church, real sustainable increase always comes from the inside. Sustainable increase comes from the, it's not, man, okay, I'm going to talk like this, okay, it's not how I talk, so, man, we got lucky, oh, we just got lucky, we didn't get, the word luck comes from the word Lucifer, we didn't get lucky, we were blessed, but we can't just say, well, we just made it past that one. It's going to have to be sustainable increase from the inside, sustainable prayer that comes forth from the inside. To increase on the outside, you must increase on the inside. That's why when people are feeding Psalm 91, their body will begin to react to those words. Listen to me out there online. If you get attacked with anything, start quoting Psalm 91. Susanna had to quote it in a whisper, but it began to work, and her healing came quickly. Yes, it's good. We have a wonderful doctor in this town who knows what she's doing. Thank God for that. But I tell you also, you have a wonderful God that if you're dwelling in that secret place, He will take hold of you and cause you to rise up. Cause every cell of your body to change. You'll breathe in deeper than you ever have before. You'll live better than you ever have before. You will come through. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus 23:30 said, little by little I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and inherited the land. It's interesting to notice that in Ephesians, increase came a little at a time. It didn't grow overnight to 12,000. And they were all committed. I'm telling you, they were burning their ungodly past in bonfires. I'd like to see that today. Praise God. Instead of all the other fires. The Holy Spirit had to bring increase gradually. The more opportunity he had to work and prepare the way, the more he could pour God's power out on the city. Now, I want you to think about that prophetically today. The more opportunity God has to work, the more that will be poured out. The more that he can expose, the more will be rid of. Thank you for Joy and Deb's enthusiasm. Do I need to say that again? The more that God exposes, the more he can get in there, the better things are going to end up for us. It'll be a sustainable America.
Amen.
Not switching back and forth.
Yes.
Yes. Not switching back and forth. You got it that time, didn't you? It's sustainable. That we won't see this influx of demonic force for years to come if it gets wiped out. He didn't want the strangers living among them. I'm not talking about killing off people here. That's the other side. That's the devil. Now, the Holy Spirit's going to bring it. And more and more power poured out will bring more and more increase. It's a marvelous progression. We could just do that. Did you notice that you weren't rid of all your problems the day you got born again? Did you notice that? God's not much into rags to riches. It's a nice story, but it's been proven over and over that people that win the lottery lose all their money within a few years because they didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Oh, if my ship just comes in. Listen, I've had people tell me, Pastor, when my ship comes in, I'm going to build that new building for you, blah, blah, blah. They're not even here anymore. Interesting. But when the ship comes in, if you're not giving now, you're not going to give when you're a millionaire.
No.
You're not going to. Money's all about character.
True.
But God took you, and little by little, He took out the weeds. And He showed you the way to go. And He showed you how to do things with integrity and honor and change your life so that you'd have sustainable increase. Amen. Sustainable effectiveness always comes from the inside out. I just want to say it one more time. If you increase on the inside, if you were to lose it, you could get it back.
Yeah.
Anybody remember Martha Stewart?
Yeah.
Her and Snoop Dogg have a thing going. That's cool. Martha and Snoop Dogg. What an unlikely pair. Yet, I just think it's kind of cool. Yeah, but do you remember that Martha went down the road and she went to the big house? But Martha's back. And Martha's rich. Why? It's on the inside of Martha. Nobody holding anything against Martha. I'm like, go girl. She paid her dues. Sure did. God sure isn't holding anything against her. Well, she deserves to be. No. That means you would deserve to be. But see, it was on the inside of her. Ford, a lot of those people who were rich, they had to do it over and over.
They
would lose, and then why? It's on the inside.
Amen.
It's sustainable. They got it. You gotta work. You gotta walk where God has worked. Let Him work in you. Let Him work in your family. You have to rush in there and try to tell them all, well, I'm gonna tell y'all kids are gonna go to hell if y'all don't straighten up. No. God loves you. Mama loves you. You're going to make it. Come on.
That's right.
Well, my kids believe a lot of things that aren't true. God can work.
Yes,
and
can.
Then you can walk.
Yes. Amen. So good.
Keep that love going.
So good. That's right.
So, God works before us as we pray with authority, so He can. And I don't know, maybe somebody needs to hear this, but please understand, I know I'm with a bunch of scriptorians in here who know this, but God cannot do anything in the earth unless you pray it and say it.
Yeah.
Spirits are not allowed to just work without you. Oh, but God's sovereign. He is sovereign, but He gave His word that He'd let man be in authority. Jesus got that authority back for us. There's the quick version. And so now you have authority. You have to pray and say. That's why it's in the word. That's why we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. It's got to get into the earth through our mouth. Okay. Somebody need to hear that. So, you know, through faith and patience, we will see truth come forth, evil be removed, souls come into the kingdom. Through faith and patience, we just have to stay with it. We'll see the principalities that are ruling people go down. We will. We just have to build that road. We'll see the end of a plague and the end of an evil takeover. We will. We will. We will see justice. So what does God want, and how is he leading us? He wants us to win, and he's leading us to pray like never before. We're going to build the road for the kingdom. We're going to have a takeover. We have to build roads so that we can walk where God has worked. Lynn Hammond had a story. They needed a building. I know I've told you this story before. I feel like I need to tell it to you again. They needed a building, so they prayed, "Lord, what do you want us to do? We need a building now." They were just overflow. And he said, what would be unusual to the natural person? He said, "I want your mornings." And so they gave him their mornings and they got their building. Inside out. She got it on the inside first. I could tell you stories about Miss Pastor Lynn, many stories like that. She would go places and pray and they would uncover terrorists and stuff. Because she would work and then they could walk. Thank you, Jesus. We need to be those people. Instead of busting down the door, we need to start praying. If you'll give him more of you, a little at a time, you'll get a whole lot more done, a whole lot more increase, if you'll just give him that time. Just give him the time, church. Well, I'm busy. Just give him the time, church. Give him the time to say something through you that will cause others to be able to walk where you've worked.
Wow.
Just allow that spirit of intercession to be on you. We need it more than ever before. The Afghan people need intercession now. Yes. The world, America,
yes.
The next few days to come, we need to be praying, praying, praying. Not praying like, "Oh my God, what's going to happen?" No. Declaring, amen. Speaking, building a way for those people to get out of there.
Yeah.
They will come out.
Yes.
Instead of, "Well, I don't know how they're going to get out of there. He's made such a mess of things." Well, people have made a mess of things for years and years and years. And God Almighty can get them out. And that's where I'm putting my faith. It's real easy to want to blame, and I know we would like to have a real tendency to hang up there now in these days, but enough people have blamed. Let's get in there and by the Spirit of God, get people to a safe place. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those people right now. Every American, every Afghan that needs and wants to come out, every woman, every child, every man. In the name of Jesus, we call on the Lord of the Sabaoth, and we send angelic armies, as many as it takes, into that area to protect God's people. Afghanistan will be a Christian nation in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that the Muslim people are safe. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for protecting all of them and for stopping the enemy in Jesus' name. Give me your mornings, he told them. And I'm going to tell you this, if you're asking for increase, if you're asking for effectiveness, if you're asking for more of whatever from God, you're going to hear similar words that Pastor Lynn heard. Give me your mornings. Give me some time. Give me a walk. Give me your mouth. God wants us to stick together, church. I am so blessed how everyone helped each other through these last days. Thank you. thank you all for helping Ramona and different folks and standing with how you prayed for Miss Joy and Kevin and Lizzie and Rhonda and all the, thank you all for what you've done. We have to stick together right now. And we have to pray the same prayers, the winner's prayers, so that God can work, so that we and other people can walk down that path and just be safe and get healed and get delivered. Yes. We have to do that as a body right now, knowing the truth. So maybe I might rub you wrong. You may not like how I handle things. But just forget about how you feel about me and think about how Jesus feels about mankind, how he feels about people. Open your mouth and pray. I was telling everybody this morning, open your mouth and pray. I've just felt like somebody in there was going, you're not the boss of me. And I'm going to say something shocking to you. Sure am in that meeting.
Absolutely.
Don't come if you don't want to pray.
That's right.
I don't care. I love you anyway. It doesn't matter to me. But just don't. We don't need your presence there if you're just going to stand there and look at us. Think you're not the boss of me. Yeah, I know it, Lord. God's going to start doing some clearing out. Who is on the Lord's side? Show up, church. Show up. And you do. Thank you for doing it. Years back, when we lived in San Marcos and Lockhart, we worked with Lupe and Art and Pastor Walt and Sherry Martin. What a good person. And her sisters. And her son, Eric. Remember when Eric was just a little kid, like you guys? Y'all were just little kids. And we actually gave money to see him become a pilot. Now he's a jet pilot and goes all over the world. Brenda, we love Brenda. Her little girls, we'll see them this week. And her Shelby and Ryan. We called Shelby, Shelby D. And we had them in the daycare. Remember, Loopy? So precious. And back then, Deb's son went to heaven. And we all went to the funeral in San Marcos. And it was big. Everybody came to that funeral. And there was a doctor in town that got saved that day. And John Holler and Brandon Holler, and they did most of the service, and they sang some favorite songs that Jonas had just he played the guitar. I think he actually convinced you to be a drummer, didn't he? Yeah. And they sang the songs, but Deb decided she was going to get up there and preach. Now that's pretty big. That was pretty brave. And she said a lot of things, and she said a lot of things that were true. And recently, as Pastor John has gone to heaven, I heard Brandon saying some of the same things. What heroes they are. But one of the things that Deb said was so impressive. She talked about everything, and then she looked at everybody, and she said this, "Victory anyway." Victory anyway. And people began to pick that up all over the place. And when we got our message about Sherry, her dear sister, talked about Sherry, and at the end, this is 20 years ago, and yesterday, Deb got a text from her, and she said, Sherry's gone to heaven, but victory anyway. You never know how you're going to affect people's lives. Deb could have just been hauled out there on a cot and none of us would have blamed her. She could have just crumbled and lost it all and just fallen apart. But she stood up there and spoke words. Pastor John said he'd never been prouder to be a Christian. She spoke words that gave people life that day. She said, victory anyway. Victory anyway. And that's what I say to you today, victory anyway. So you caught the virus, victory anyway. So people have passed on, we know where they are, victory anyway. I'm not making light of it, but we have to continue on in victory. We must continue on in victory. Because, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Victory has swallowed up death.
Yes.
Victory anyway. Never gonna die, church. And Sherry is alive, and Jonas is alive. And all the people that you know that have recently gone to heaven, they're alive. And you're well, and you're not going to heaven yet. I'm not letting go of you. It's not time. Praise God. Victory anyway. You know, there's a song by Martina McBride. And she talks about all these things. She talks about you can do da 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 da, and then it'll fall all apart. Do it anyway.
Yeah.
And she says you can write a song and da da da, and no one will even listen. Sing it anyway. Victory anyway. Say it. Victory anyway. Victory anyway, church. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory.